Welcome to another episode of Nerdtopia. I'm David Leonard, and today's episode is going to be about Portal 2. I bought the PS3 version because it came with a free code to activate another copy of Portal 2 on Steam for the PC or the Mac. So when the PlayStation Network outage occurred, fortunately I had activated my copy, so I was still able to play online in the co-op. I still haven't beaten the co-op yet, but, you know, at least now that the network's back up, I can play on both systems without any issues. This game, you know, it's a sequel to the first Portal, which only lasted about 4 hours if you play through the single-player campaign. But it was meant to be short because it was part of the Orange Box. Because that compilation, people were more focused on playing Half-Life 2 or Team Fortress, and this was nice. That was a nice way of introducing it. But a lot of people were worried, how can they stretch the minimal storyline of that game into Portal 2? And I'd say they did a pretty good job of it. If you're playing it, you play at least for 8 hours. Even if you do know what you're doing, it still takes a long time to get through all those puzzles. So I'd say it's a fairly beefy game. Even at $60, it's definitely worth playing because the storyline is so in-depth. And they take so many twists and turns that keep your interest going. I'd say, like L.A. Noire, it is another contender for Game of the Year. As I said, I haven't played through all of the co-op, but the way it forces you to use multiple sets of portals, it can really change gameplay, and really the dynamics between the two characters, Atlas and Peabody, remind me more of a Laurel and Hardy or C-3PO and R2-D2. It's just the kind of relationship really works well, especially, you know, because a lot of people, when you're playing through the game, they say, no, put a portal over here and over there or whatever. And so now that they can participate as well, it's rather entertaining. This also includes a new independent game mechanic called gels. So there's a new repulsion gel, which is a blue gel, which makes you bounce in the air, and so you can use that to your advantage. And there's the yellow or orange gel, which lets you run fast. And basically, so you play through the game as Chell, the main character from the first game, and you find out that you've been in hibernation for a very long time, so it's in a far distant future. And Wheatley is the main robot that is trying to guide you through these various puzzles. But he is a complete idiot. And he's voiced by Stephen Merchant, who was on the Ricky Gervais show. And he's very funny, very entertaining, and very good read. And eventually you'll come across Cave Johnson in recordings. And he's played by the guy, J.K. Simmons, who does Spider-Man's J. Jameson. And so his dialogue, even, you know, them are better. They are better than GLaDOS. The kind of dynamic that GLaDOS has with Chell is further strengthened. We'll just say that. You know, I don't want to go into any spoilers or anything, but it does get very interesting. I'd give the game, again, 5 stars. It's absolutely unbelievable how they were able to pull this together. And the balance of gameplay is very effective, even more so than the first game in terms of training. I think it was easier for me because the first game, you'd never seen anything like portals before, and it was hard to gauge, hard to figure that one out. Well, this one, it includes less of the difficult ones that are timing-based, so you'd have portals where you'd fall in and could carry the momentum to another portal and so on and so forth, and it doesn't really have those puzzles. It starts with more typical kind of thing, is further training rather than forcing you to do more complex environment stuff. And there's also a new light bridge, which can carry this beam of light as through a portal, and you can fall onto it, and they use that in very interesting ways. And it's a ton of fun. And it's so if you like this review or like other reviews, send me an email at codemaster2005@gmail.com or pop a line on Twitter at Dilbert42.